The Little Woman. A long time ago, there was a little woman who lived alone in a little house. She ate from a little dish with a little spoon and drank from a little cup. At night, she slept in a little bed under a little cover. The little woman was simple and nice, but she never cleaned her house. One day, she finally decided to sweep the floor. She took out her little broom, and buzzing with energy, she started sweeping. She swept every little corner in her little room, then she swept under her little bed, and there she found a surprise. On her little broom hung a silver coin. The little woman was very happy. She had been longing for something sweet to eat. "What should I buy?" she thought to herself. "Baklava? Filled with nuts? No, that would be too hard on my little teeth. Kunefa? No, that could be expensive. I know, I'll buy some honey and cream." The little woman went out to the market and bought some honey and cream, then hurried home. She poured the honey in her little dish and opened the cream. Then she remembered that she needed bread to dip in the honey. She turned to the little basket where she kept her little pita breads. She took one and ran back, eager to try that first morsel of her sweet snack. Instead, she found another surprise. Staring at her from her little dish was a big fly swimming in her honey. "You mean little thief," the little woman screamed. "You've ruined my honey. My dessert is gone, and so is the silver coin." She sat outside her house crying and wailing over her bad luck. Her neighbors asked her what had happened. She told them about the fly that stole her honey. One of the neighbors suggested she complain to the judge. "He will have a solution," the neighbor said. "Maybe you'll get a little something for your loss." The little woman went to the judge. When it was her turn to speak, she found herself standing in front of a big man with a big beard. "Your Honor, I'm a little woman," she began.
"That's your fate," he interrupted quickly.
"My house is little."
"Suits you.
I haven't swept it in a long time. Your fault." "Today I swept it and found a silver coin.
Your good fortune."
"I bought honey and cream, but before I could even taste it, a big fly beat me to it. She came into my house and sat in my little dish." She started to cry again. "Your Honor, isn't this unfair? Please rule against her."
"That's your bad fortune, and there's nothing to be done. Your time's up. Go back home, and if you see a fly, don't come complaining to me. You have the right to finish it off yourself."
The little woman thanked the judge. On her way out, she saw a fly circling his head. She decided to do what he had just told her to do. She picked up a stone from the ground and threw it at the fly, but it hit the judge in the face and broke his nose.